Charlie Pierce joins me with the week's sports news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
Within hours of the announcement that the Brooklyn Nets had traded Kevin Garnett to the Minnesota Timberwolves, fans were posting poorly mixed videos welcoming the star home. Do you think they know that Garnett grew up in South Carolina?
No, but he grew up as a professional basketball player there. Sometimes sports just does something because it's just simply nice, and this is really a nice thing for the Timberwolves to have done, for Brooklyn to have done, for the league to have allowed. I mean, this is just a good thing. He's going to get his big send-off. He's already a very loved figure in Boston because he won a championship there, but his professional roots are really with the Timberwolves.
Well, the trade has been called a good business move. Garnett will obviously bring fans in to watch games, but is it a good sports move?
The Timberwolves aren't going to be very good whether he's there or not, so you might as well give people some reason to come to the arena, and he's certainly that.
When Garnett left the Brooklyn Nets, they were 21-31 and still solidly in the playoff picture. Gee, how could the Nets let him go at this critical time?
Oh, that's pretty funny. If you're in playoff position in the Eastern Conference, you can do just about anything and stay in playoff position.
Charlie, as much as I hate to do it, we need to return to the subject of Deflategate. On Tuesday, ESPN reported that a Patriots locker room attendant handed an official an unapproved kicking ball during the AFC Championship game. A day later, it was reported that an NFL employee was the source of that football. So did we just spend 24 hours losing our collective minds over nothing?
Yes, but we've spent almost a month losing our collective minds over nothing, so why should this be any different? And by the way, if you hate to bring it up, why did you bring it up? No, I think now all of a sudden we've got not only Deflategate, but we've got Memorabiliagate. This is apparently somewhat epidemic among the people that handle the footballs at NFL stadiums, where you get one used for a couple of plays, then you sell it online or something. This, to me, is a lot more serious than what may or may not have happened to the actual footballs in the AFC Championship game.
Well, as far as that goes, attorney Ted Wells is investigating. His report will be made public, but everything we know so far is a result of leaks, and I know how you feel about leaks.
I'm not altogether opposed to leaks. I perfectly welcome them if they come to me, but this whole thing has just been it's clear there are two or three agendas working somewhere in the league office on this, and I feel bad for the guy that was named as the culprit in that ESPN report when he pretty plainly didn't have anything to do with it. I mean, his name got put out. The people found out where he lived. They showed up at his house. It's a terrible side effect of the media environment we have today.
Los Angeles has been without an NFL team since both the Rams and the Raiders left in 1995. Now the Raiders say they're coming back, and they say they'll share a stadium with the also-relocating San Diego Chargers. Wait, hasn't L.A. tried this two-football team thing before?
Yeah, they have, and this is a bluff. People are trying to get a stadium built. As I say on the show very often, the NFL does much better with Los Angeles as a club to hold over the rest of the franchises in the league than it does having a team in L.A. that's really not going to be very good. There's no excuse for the Chargers to move. The Raiders have sort of an excuse, but they can't get a stadium, and that's their problem. I will believe this happens when I see the first kickoff.
Right, because the other option is maybe they both get new stadiums right where they are.
Exactly, and that's what the whole point of this exercise is.
On Tuesday, Yankees star Alex Rodriguez apologized to fans in a two-page, 216-word note. Were you moved to forgive?
2 pages and 216 words?
Yeah.
He either writes very, very large or this very small pieces of paper. I'm not moved because I was never moved particularly one way by Alex Rodriguez or the other. I never thought he was that big a villain. And so, you know, once the PED thing hit the fan, I didn't have much feeling for the guy either way. If he wants to apologize to the people who did feel more warmly toward him than I ever did, then I don't have a problem with this. But it's clearly a PR move.
Well, the Associated Press criticized that PR move for offering an apology without explanation. But I got to think that if he had explained, the Associated Press would have called that an excuse. Can Rodriguez win here?
No, absolutely not. And he's entitled to deal with this in his own way. And if the AP wants to heckle him from the peanut gallery, they can go ahead. But the fact is, you're absolutely right. If he had offered an explanation, it would have been derided as an excuse or an alibi or something like that.
Charlie, we're buried under snow here in Boston, but there is hope. Pitchers and catchers reported to spring training this week, and Washington Nationals pitcher Danny Espinosa arrived with a new look, and I'm going to let you describe it.
Well, Danny Espinosa, apparently pitchers and catchers, also arrived in the 1970s. He's got the first legitimate Fu Manchu mustache I've seen in years.
And finally, Charlie, a group of hockey players raising over $1 million Canadian for the Alberta Cancer Foundation appear to have set a new record for the world's longest hockey game. How long did they have to play to do that? 5 hours? 10?
First of all, there's no such thing as a long hockey game. All hockey games are great. But this one went for 250 hours. That's a lot of Zamboni, let me tell you. That's a lot of gas for the old Zamboni.
Do you think they had to take it down to the Exxon station in between?
Well, not just that. How would you like to be the one guy who didn't score?
Charlie Pierce writes about sports for Grantland, among other places, and he joins Bill Littlefield each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.